call this meeting to order. Very good. We will have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Normally have a roll call, but it's on here. You want to make note of who is here?
I was here.
Okay. We have a public comment on any of these. We have to approve the previous, the minutes from the October 12th meeting. Is everybody happy with them? This one. Oh, it's on.
Yeah. I mean, that's the minute, yeah.
You mean I should have read this?
No, that's right. We're right there, yeah.
Okay.
We're already on page two.
Fortunately, we have, if this were a big deal outfit, we'd have truly able assistants. Because I'm not too able anymore.
See, now you don't have to holler.
Okay, we want to approve the minutes for October 12th. Is everybody happy with them?
Yes.
I'm happy with them.
First.
Okay. It's unanimous, I think. And we want to approve the agenda for today, December 14th. Hard to believe it's December already. Anybody want to make any comment on the agenda? If not, vote for approval on the agenda. Yes?
Yes?
Okay, it must be a yes. I don't hear any
numbers. So yes.
No, you said no. You'd have to duke it out.
Yeah.
Okay, and now informational items. What has happened with the road department?
We're up here.
Informational items.
Mega, yeah. I mean, Metro.
Okay.
That's the mayor, nothing there, so we're at Metro. And they're not here.
Okay, so
now. Now we have a road.
let's skip down to general business.
He knew that ahead of time, yeah.
So I got a very brief update from Jack that they got the 90% plans turned in like they planned to last month. And when we have the 100%, that was just the 90%. When the 100% design is ready in March, I will see if they can come back out and give us an update.
Did you get to see any of this?
No.
You hear any description of how the exits and entrances are going to be?
No, it was very brief. Tell me what's going on.
No information. Okay.
I'll see if there's something you can provide me, but if not, it'll be at the meet, whenever we get them to provide me.
Okay,
will we ever get an update on the results of the wildlife studies?
I'll ask him when he comes out to do that.
I'm curious to know whether they found anything different than we don't already know.
Is there any reason to think that they're not giving us this information on purpose?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just that they're going through the process. It's the process.
The process produced a pretty hairy road. Driving sometimes can be quite exciting. Receiving a report from you, perhaps.
That's me. That was part of my report. I don't really have anything else. Since you are going to be on the board again, on the CAC again, January 7th is the training. So
That's a
Saturday, January 7th. It's 8 to 1 at the Water District, like last time.
January 7th.
And I know you know all that stuff already, but some things have changed, and state law requires that we train you every 2 years, so you gotta do it.
January 7th at what, 10 o'clock or something?
8 to 1.
In the morning?
to be there at 7.
No, that's terrible, isn't it?
I have to be there at 7, and I live further away than you do. So, I know. I don't like you. But we try to not use up your whole Saturday. That's the whole point. If starting it early, then it doesn't use up the whole day.
And they're undoubtedly going to service gourmet pastries.
Oh, yeah. Only the best.
I still think.
You could at least have it at the same time that Spring Preserve has got their plant sale.
Oh.
So if we can go to that too.
The reason we have to do it, I know, the reason we have to do it so early in the year is that we have to do it before the boards meet so that they have the training that they need before they meet. And this year, up here, not so much, but a lot of town boards throughout the county are having a lot of new members that have never served before. So,
It'll take a while.
Well, it won't take a while, but it's important information for them to have. Well,
do you know who's on the board coming up?
It'll be David, Tanya, and either Paul Whistle or Molly Whistle. They both applied, but since we only have, we can only have 3 or 5, so I told them they would have to decide among themselves which one wanted to serve.
I think it would be, while Paul is a friend of mine, I think it would be beneficial to have some young.
I think it would be too, and I think it'd be a neat experience for her and a resume thing, you know, to put on her resume. Yeah. And I really appreciated that she applied because I thought we were going to have 5. Yeah. This one sent me an email that said he was going to reapply.
I
double checked. You said you were. Because I felt really bad, so I went back and double checked, and you said you were. So
we burned out on one term.
I must have changed my mind.
Yeah, I know. Because then your wife says, well, he's not applying. I'm like, hold on. And I double checked. You didn't say so. I thought we were going to have 5. Okay. I thought we were going to have 4. And so Molly volunteered to serve, which would have been really nice to have the 5. Okay. But since we only go down to 3, one of them. And normally we don't encourage family members to serve on the board together.
Yeah, right.
But if it would have gotten us to 5, we could have.
Yeah.
So I sent
them
email.
Also, she might.
Is she going to get
she
got
married? I think they put it off for quite a while, so she won't have a different name.
What?
But if she got married, then you wouldn't have the problem of the...
Right, then it would be different, yeah, but...
Wouldn't be obvious.
Well, they're still family.
Well, they're still family members, but then they would probably have separate households, and so they might have different opinions. But for right now, it's going to be one or the other of them once they let me know who.
You'll let them know about the meeting and all, okay?
That's good. Yeah, apparently... You have good persuasive power.
Not, if you could prove it by this one. So, but you know, it's always better to have 5. So if you can think of anybody else that would like to participate, that'd be great.
What about Rocky Hill?
So it's not too late?
I think he works.
Oh.
So it's not too late?
It's not
too late. Okay, so anyway, the training is January 7th at 8 in the morning.
I'm doing one of the presentations, so I'll try to make it interesting. Some of it you just can't make interesting, like the ethics, ethics laws and stuff. There's only so much you can do.
You can't animate it or anything?
Well, I'm going to have a cool video clip with mine, so it should be, because I'm talking about the roles of the different players in the meetings. But with the DA.
So how long is your presentation?
I have 45 minutes.
Yeah, see,
but you can
send me 45 minutes. When I worked for the federal government, man, you can't believe the ethics training from the
You can also summarize some of it by simply stating that, anybody caught with both hands in the till at once is in big trouble.
Is there a till to have our hands in somewhere?
Somewhere.
Because no one told me about that part.
It has stamps in it. That's it.
Well, we always try to make it interesting, but we can't. We have to reach out to speakers other than us liaisons, because us liaisons, we could all talk. We all have very similar personalities. We could all talk for the full 4 hours. We have to reach out to other departments and give them a chance to talk about what they do. So.
Okay. And did you have information on the fatality that was down here not too long ago?
The what was down here?
The fatality, the leftover body from...
You're on the meeting.
Well, we had talked about the fatality last time, that was further down.
It really was. Okay.
That was
we talked about that last time. The only other thing I had for tonight was the calendar, which I wanted to talk about tonight, but my boss said we really need to talk about it in January. So we need to meet in January, and then we can... Because there's the things we need to do at the beginning of the year, and because we need to choose the chair, and we'll talk about the we'll solidify a calendar in January. He told me this after the agenda was posted, so we will talk about that. So be thinking about if you want to continue every other month, and we could, you know, if we start in January, we could do it on odd months next year. It's up to you, but we'll do that in January.
So January 11th, then we'll be the next.
Yeah, we have to.
I think for the presumed modest amount of funds that the county's spending and the prosperity in the county, that we should go back to every month because so we really lose continuity with people that are here if they do have a problem.
Well, but I'm always available, you know, so if somebody had a problem or something, they can always follow up with me, but it'll be a vote of the board, so we'll see.
So we're going to table that to the January meeting. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, my boss reminded me, we have important things we have to do in January, so you can't just not meet in January. I put it on there. I added it, you know, at the last minute because I thought, oh, well, good. We can take care of
the calendar, you mean. Yeah.
Okay. So, but no, I forgot about that, like the bookkeeping stuff.
Okay. We had some budget requests. Are we doing with anything with that discussion?
The budget requests we did last time.
You're on the meeting minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The budget requests got submitted, and Chief Haydu was very thankful for your request about the tank, because so not only was it coming from him, it was coming from us too. So it was kind of a double whammy about the, you know, the line coming down from the tank.
Yeah.
So he was thankful that made it onto the list. So.
Is that a possibility, or is that on the wish list of 1990?
I think it's more of a possibility because they're working in coordination with NDOT. So I think it's more of a possibility than a lot of the things towns ask for.
Yeah.
But the culverts didn't make it.
It's on the list. Oh, no. Everything you asked for got submitted.
Yeah, good you're following up.
I won't know for a long time. Most of the departments don't get feedback.
Right.
I just happen to get feedback from Haydu. So glad to see that they'd asked for it.
January.
And I did look into this culvert back here, but I need to come up one day in daylight because the property lines, I need to see exactly where it is on the map because I can't tell what property it's on. So what, I need to come up in daylight.
You mean the culvert?
This one back here that got plugged. It's a pipe.
Nobody will claim it.
Well, nobody has claimed it because I tried. So I'm going to come up and see whose property on is and try to force someone to claim it.
What's wrong with it? I mean,
it's plugged up.
It needs to be powered.
But I pulled it up, and once you zoom in, you can't see it. And so I have to figure out exactly what property it's on.
One time there was a theory.
Nobody lays claim to it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, if it's their property, then they'll have to.
So would the county go into an agreement to, if we were to do the digging for a culvert and, you know, kind of the repair of the road, would they be willing to fork the money for the structure, you know, the pipe?
I don't know, but I can ask. I can talk to our roads guys.
If there's any kind of cost sharing, if that would make it more likely. So I'm thinking on our road, along Benedict, where we could put culverts in.
Considering they don't like to give up control of anything, it might be better to to assume that the project was going ahead and just ask for their help.
Well, we'll see. You know what?
Just wondering if there's any.
Absolutely. And our roads guy's great.
Asking for help presumes that the project is going.
I see what you're saying. But sometimes if there is assistance, it helps the project get going. So I'll talk to Angelo about it and see what there would be involved in it. Lately, we have had some projects where we've done that, like down in Sandy Valley. The community got together and bought the baseball field fence and put it up. I mean, they paid for the whole thing, but they were able to do it on county property. So there's some things that can happen. So let's not rule it out. I'll find out.
Okay.
What was your question?
If there could be a cost share, so if some of us were willing to cost share, or even, because I've talked to Paul Van Meetrin, who's our neighbor on the other side, and, you know, he has a pretty impressive John Deere tractor that we could use to actually create the whole, do the excavation, and if there was any money for the parts, if you will,
the
pipe,
from Canada,
then there might be a conflict, because labor and equipment is not cheap, and sometimes you can get an agreement where there's a cost share or something, so just to reduce the flooding risk.
Mm-hmm. See, you're in a bad spot because you're right in the middle. You can get washed out on either side.
Either side, but more on the side that we share.
Well, between you two.
And Mel's experienced that firsthand, so when Mel described what happened, it's like, oh.
I've seen that come out of that wash and just take that whole road by your place. I take it right down to the...
My whole basement had 6 inches of water.
Yep. And you got it on your side.
It's mainly the main one is the one that splits our property, because I've actually mapped that out on Google Earth and looked at the floodplain, and there's a lot of water power that can come down through that if it sets.
That's the 100-year wash, because I think the one on my other side is the 50-year wash, and I've had them both.
Right
on both sides.
Yep. So I mean, but that's the whole point, is to actually get some of that done. So
see, it also takes out the road going to the state yard down here too.
Yep.
Can both of them come to here or there?
But I mean, if the community's willing to people who live here to chip in, equipment or whatever,
it's worth
labor.
There's plenty of equipment around.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
materials we'd have to buy. Okay, do we have any other concerns by the general public, perhaps?
No.
Nope. Neither one of us could.
Okay, I would like to say before we adjourn this, unless I've skipped something, that I greatly appreciate serving in this none too stressful position.
Yeah.
And we'll be on the board next time. Keep everybody in line.
Well, you can't be chair next time.
No.
So Tanya or our other member, somebody else have to do it.
I'm looking forward to, 19? You run again.
Yeah.
Running again in 19. Okay.
Yep.
However, the people that are here would make a fine board. Mm-hmm. And could consider it. Appy's approaching retirement age.
Well, we all are something or other. We're getting to the point where there's no sense of us being eliminated because there's nothing left to go. Once we get done, there's nothing left.
It looks that way. It's pretty grim.
You just wait for the Grim Reaper.
Oh my goodness.
It's pretty grim.
So glad I drove up here tonight.
Well, things deteriorated.
Speak for yourself. So, I'm still doing pretty good.
That's good.
She's on her upper
and your kids. Okay, do we have anything else for any section I've skipped? If not, the next meeting will be January 11th. Mm-hmm. Right here at 6:30.
Yep.
In the meantime, everybody have a good New Year.
And Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm curious about this.